In the name of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Stanza first, a silent night, mostly, except for the puffing and panting of a woman in labor, amidst the sweet smell of the hay and the stench of the animals, a young expectant mother's anxieties and a young father's questions. All are silenced by a cry of a tiny babe. The sound splits the dark night and pierces the starry, starry sky. Unto us a son is born, a child is given. Is this any way for God to enter the world he created with no crib for his bed? A manger makes do for the Lord of Lords. God and sinners reconciled. Can it be? Enter the shepherds, sore afraid, traumatized. An angel spoke to them, no less, of a mystery unseen before, the one the prophets longed for. One simply does not see an angel and say, "How cute, an angel!" One sees an angel and screams, "Oh no!" They're terrifying. "Fear not," the angel says. "Veiled in flesh, the Godhead can be seen. Go and see. Worship the newborn king. Peace and goodwill to all he brings." So they go and they see. They see the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world like the lambs they raise, a lamb destined for sacrifice. Stanza second. It is not a quiet night, not at all. Last minute Christmas shopping brings out the road rage in people. Amidst the sweet aroma of baking cookies, all the animal smells are febrezed away. Mothers are anxious about Christmas preparations, and fathers are grumpy, just because that's what we do. The sound of "O come, all ye faithful," fills the church. Son of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Really? How does God enter the world he created today? A word from an old, old book tells us about the wood of the cross cradling the Son of God, just as the wood of the manger held Mary's son. A bite of bread, a sip of wine, with the word of God, of course, reconciles God and sinners. We are forgiven. A little water, and there's that word of God again, poured on a baby's head, adds another lamb to Jesus' flock. Enter the people for Christmas Eve worship. They're traumatized. They're sore afraid. This is us, after all. The in-laws are coming. The baby's sick. The plant is closing. Dad's getting forgetful. Why am I wheezing? Oh no, there's a spot on my shirt. Sing carols or let loose a primal scream? Fear not, Jesus says. I am with you always to the end of time. They grow up so fast, don't they? The baby in the manger is soon the man on the cross. And the man on the cross is the man rising from the tomb, like you can too, with his blessing. Stanza third. A typical night, all the usual sounds we ignore, the stirring of the waves, the rumbling of the earth, the drone of war, smells good and bad, attractive and repellent, people marrying and building and doing whatever, all is shattered by the sound of a trumpet, and there is silence in heaven for about the space of half an hour. The hopes and fears of all the years really are met on that night. This is how Christ comes to our world one last time, like a thief in the night, like a groom coming for his bride. It's fear. It's terrifying for those to look on the one whom they pierced, but it's fear not for us, his sheep, his little lambs, his sheepdogs too. For them, all is calm, all is bright. He was born to give us second birth, and this is it. God incarnate in the stable is our Redeemer hung on a tree, and he is our Savior coming on the clouds. Oh, come, let us adore him. We are going to be doing that for eternity anyway, so why not start right now? Not only is Christmas joy to the world as it is, it's a peek at the joy of the world to come, the new heaven and the new earth. Don't miss the Christ of Christmas. Let every heart prepare him room, who was, who is, and who is to come. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere. Jesus Christ is born to us, with us, for us. Amen.